So, as I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, Lent starts this week with Ash Wednesday, so just a couple days from now. And for us Catholics, Lent and Easter is really the most sacred days of our liturgical year, culminating with Holy Week, with Holy Thursday, Good Friday, the Easter Vigil, and Easter Sunday. And today's Gospel really sets a perfect tone for Lent. That little section there where it says, remove the wood beam from your brother, remove the wood beam from your own eye so that you can see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's or sister's eye. It's a very graphic image. You know, we want to kind of be picky and critical of our brothers and sisters, of our neighbor, and we see this little splinter that we want to remove, but we don't see the beam in our own eye. And Lent is a time of prayer, fasting, and repentance to remove the obstacles that block our spiritual sight. And so a time when we can remove some of those obstacles, remove those beams in our eye so that we can see more clearly. And not just to take splinters out of our neighbor's eye, but just to grow closer to God. And the Church is very wise in giving us this season of Lent to get back on track spiritually. We really all need this. And I was at a Catholic business group dinner the other night, and I sat next to this de Montreville retreatant who told me that his annual retreat at de Montreville helps pull him back to his kind of spiritual center, to his groundedness, helps pull him back to his faith. And he said, Father, there's so much in our surrounding culture that sucks us in. And isn't that true? Can't we all get sucked into the surrounding secular culture and its values, our surrounding materialistic culture and its values? We can get sucked into that. That is kind of, we just get, you know, it just draws us in. And so we need things like Lent and retreats and Sunday Mass to pull us back to our spiritual center, and I think that's something that that we're here for, that Lent is for, and so that's what my message to all of us, and including myself, is: as Lent starts this week, let's really take Lent seriously. Let's take this opportunity, because I know Lent can kind of sneak up on us. I don't know how many people before Mass were aware that Lent is starting this week. And so let's, you know, really dive into Lent and really make it a time of spiritual growth, a time of repentance, a time of coming back to the Lord. It's a time when God calls us to greater intimacy with Him and calls us to be back on track. And of course, the way we do that in Lent are the three spiritual practices of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Those are the three ways we do that. So, starting with prayer, we've just started the Ignatian small group retreats for Lent, and they're off to a good start. But we still have more room. So, if you'd like to still want to make one of those, we have a group at Tuesday noon in the parish center. We also have three groups on Wednesday night, one general group and then two for young adults. So you can still do that. And I would encourage us always, but especially during Lent, to pray daily. Maybe take 15 minutes to just be quiet, to be aware of God's presence, to get in touch with what's going on inside of us, how we're feeling. And then just to talk with God, talk with Jesus, as we would with a friend, about what's going on in our life. We also, today we have a bunch of handouts. I don't know if you notice, both at the back and the front of the church here. We have the little how to pray booklets in the community corner, those gray booklets, which you can always use. But then we also have some special prayer booklets for Lent, both here and in the back. Some Lenten prayer booklets. So, you know, it might help you maybe as a family before your meal together, when you have a meal together, maybe just to read a little passage out of that, or for your own prayer, read a passage. It might help focus your prayer. Then, of course, Mass is an important way of praying. And you're here, so I'm literally preaching to the choir, but to really make sure that you do, make it a special point to make it to Mass every Sunday during Lent, that you come this Ash Wednesday. We have three Masses, 7:15 in the morning, 8:30 in the morning, a student Mass, and then 7 o'clock at night. And then, of course, Holy Week will be coming up before Easter. And then we have a daily Mass Tuesday through Friday over in our little side chapel at 7:15. And maybe during Lent, one of the things you could do to make Lent special is to make an effort to make it to daily Mass maybe once or twice a week. That could be, I think, very, very helpful. And this Monday, we don't have Mass here on Monday, but this Monday we will have a 7:15 a.m. Mass because we're starting our Novena of Grace tomorrow. And so there will be an early Mass this week. Also, we're going to have Stations of the Cross every Friday during Lent, starting this Friday at 5 p.m. And, you know, that's a beautiful devotion, and it's something that can really touch the heart. So if you can make it a point to come to those Stations of the Cross. And before the Stations of the Cross, we'll also have confessions from 4:30 to 5 every Friday during Lent. And of course, going to confession, is a great way to celebrate Lent as well. I mentioned we're having them every Friday. We have them every Saturday at 3:30 before the 4:30 Mass. And we're going to also have a special reconciliation service where confessions will be available in April. So I encourage you to take advantage of all those things. There's a lot of really good things that are being offered here that can help you grow in your prayer. And then fasting. Ash Wednesday and Good Friday are days of fast and abstinence. So fasting is required of people ages 18 to 59. And abstinence, which means, you know, giving up meat, that's 14 plus. So even if you're old, you don't get out of abstinence. Even I have to give up meat on Friday. I don't have an excuse because I'm over 59. But fasting basically is sometimes, eating less, of course, but sometimes the church defines it as having a small breakfast, a small lunch, and then a modest evening meal. So to try to eat a little bit less make some sacrifices on that, maybe have a simpler food. And then I mentioned every Friday is abstinence. And I think that's for all of us who are 14 or older. And that can just be a good reminder. I know I come from the pre-Vatican Church, and not eating meat on Friday was something for the whole year. And it was something that identified us as Catholics. It was really kind of a marker. I also think giving something up can be helpful, whether that be desserts or candy or alcohol. I have a good Jesuit friend who enjoyed a little drink before dinner, and he always gives up alcohol for Lent and for Advent. And you might give up criticizing others, you know, something positive like that. So why do we give things up? Why do we make these sacrifices? I think we do this for several reasons. One is it is a form of sacrifice. It's kind of an offering to God. It's a reminder to ourselves. It's also a way to unite ourselves with Christ's sufferings. As we celebrate the Stations, we see all that Christ did, how he suffered for love of us, how he gave himself for love of us, his passion and his death. And we can, in some small way, through these little sacrifices, unite ourselves with his sufferings. It also can be a way of maybe creating a little space in us for God. You know, we're always trying to fill ourselves up with different things, and so this is a way of kind of leaving a little space for God to come to. And it also helps us to temper our impulses. I think we can all use a little bit more discipline in our lives. I know I certainly can. And then the third practice is almsgiving. And, of course, we Catholics know that the time, talent, and treasure. So as far as time, to volunteer, there's the Free Store always needs volunteers. The Dorothy Day Center, you can contact Brian. There's the Interfaith Action has volunteer opportunities. Our fish fries during Lent, they need volunteers for our fish fries, so you can volunteer for those. And we're going to also have Feed My Starving Children on March 16th on Saturday. I think it's a Saturday morning. You can volunteer there. So those are different ways of giving of your time, and there probably are many, many others. Also, in terms of giving of treasure, Operation Rice Bowl, we have those little things from Catholic Relief Services that they're little cardboard things that can form into like a little bowl. And then as a family or as an individual, you can maybe just eat a little bit less. And then what you save, you can put money in that little rice bowl. And the Catholic Relief Services will collect that on Holy Thursday. And then Catholic Relief Services will distribute that to needy people around the world. It's a simple little thing, but it's a way to get into that spirit of Lent. And of course, the Catholic Services appeal, our stewardship, donating to our Holy Family Apartment Ministry. So there's all those kinds of things. And then, of course, also just doing acts of kindness, really to maybe make a special effort to be kind. You know, even on the road, you know, to let somebody merge. I always love that when, you know, you're trying to merge and they're just going to gun it forward. And it's like, put on the brake and let people in. I think that's an act of kindness that we can do. So we have at the both entrances, we do have these Lent and Holy Week little guides. It's got a nice picture of our Jesus from our sanctuary, our risen Christ. So our icon. So maybe just take those on your way out and be aware of all the different things that you can do during this Lent. And again, I just really want to emphasize to all of us, and I say this as much to myself as to any of you, to really make this a meaningful Lent. It's a time when God really calls us back to greater intimacy with Him. On Ash Wednesday, the reading from Joel is a beautiful reading about how God is called, and He pleads with us to come back to Him, to come back to intimacy, to friendship, to with Him. And so that's really what Lent is all about, to come back. And all of our relationships need that, whether you're in marriages or friendships or work relationships, community relationships. Our relationships need renewal at times. We need to be called back. And we need that with our relationship with God as well. So let's have a great Lent and really take advantage of all the wonderful opportunities to grow spiritually this Lent. Father, Son, Holy Spirit.